I'm Sifu Jones. I'm here with Certified Instructor Don Brown, and we're going over the requirements for Black Belt. Now that everybody is finishing up the second year here, we're going to go over what is really required, what we want for each member, so that we can go ahead then and send them a Black Belt certificate. So how are you doing today there, Sifu Brown?
Oh, it's wonderful. Wonderful day.
Great. Well, you know, like both of us, we got our black belts way back when. Like I got my first black belt back in 1979, really, and had, you know, went through that process many different times and different ways and stuff with different instructors and stuff like along the way. And the first time you do it, I mean, it is a milestone, and you think, and you know, that you're doing pretty good, and but you don't really feel like a pro yet, do you?
You know, that's something that I had struggled with because, you know, working my way up through traditional Japanese swords to get to that black belt level and in kenjutsu, that teaching certificate, understanding what it really means to have your black belt or to be able to perform at a black belt level, it kind of caught me off guard. And I want to level set some expectations of people because once you have your black belt, in any martial arts, so to speak, you're not at a professional level. You're not at a level of mastery. But it does mean two things, or maybe even three things. One, they trust you enough to know that you can be unsupervised and not hurt yourself. And they also trust that for anybody working out with you, either above the black belt rank or below the black belt rank, you won't accidentally hurt them. That means they understand that you know the rules, you know the basics, and how to perform your art in a safe and controlled manner. And then thirdly, and this is something that caught me by surprise, but I enjoy it thoroughly, when you're training with people that are above the black belt level, they don't have to pull their punches as much. They can really open up and let go. And at that point, that is when you begin to really learn the art. And so for Chi Power, what's expected is that you demonstrate that you know the rules so that we can be comfortable, but you're not going to hurt yourself. And very importantly, you're not going to accidentally hurt anyone else when you go and share this information.
Now, a lot of people will actually take various times to get to the black belt level, you know. I mean, you get some people that, well, I knew different places where you within 6 months you could actually get a black belt status, and, you know, both of us realized that how good could you be. I mean, if you only learned the eight katas that was required to get various black belts in different systems, it doesn't take you that long if you can memorize techniques really well, but it doesn't really mean that you're a black belt in a lot of respects because you really didn't have the experience to go along with that. And a lot of people will make you spend at least 2 to 5 years. I was making them spend, you know, this 2-year period of time in order so that they could get to that level. And after 2 years of doing this on a regular, everyday basis, I mean, you can get pretty good at it. And they do know a whole lot more about this than the typical black belt in any style of a Qigong would obtain. Now, a lot of your hard style martial arts and stuff that do punches, kicks, all that kind of stuff, they go through a belt system and they learn katas and they work through that belt system to eventually get to that black belt level. And along the way, they pick up these different katas, and it's a combination of doing the katas, going through the belts, and then testing on a regular basis to do that. And each test you go through, they charge you money for those tests usually, and at the end you get charged a significant price for the black belt too. And normally it entails fighting and stuff like that. Well, this isn't really that type of a deal. It's more of a learning a healing method or a yin method of chi and or energy work, and so ours is more geared on what you did or how you learned. In our case, it's not katas, it's actually learning volumes. And so what we're going to basically have each member do is show us on a video DVD you can send in, or you can send through the through an email, through the any which way you can figure out to send it to us over the internet. any which way you want to do it that way is fine with us, but we want you to duplicate that you can. So it's kind of like an open book test. It should be a pretty easy thing to do, is they duplicate and show us that they can do each of the exercises in Volume 1 through Volume 5. And take, you know, make a little breakthrough and say, okay, this is Volume 2 exercise, and you know, explain a little bit, just like we did to you, explain back to us what you're kind of doing there so that we know that you can actually explain this to other people in an adequate way. And then the other thing is provide the information of the basic rules, you know, using these four rule principles of what does that really mean, going over the rules with each person, and explain to us why those rules are in place and the significance of some of the rules, and kind of going over some of the things that you've gone over in these last 2 years to show us that you actually have a grasp of the techniques that you're learning. Now, also at the end, we're going to provide a outline of some of the sets or a typical routine or sample routine of a typical black belt at this level would go through, and what they would be working on and what they would do. And we're going to provide that in this month. For those people that are getting out now, they'll still have access for a while. We haven't decided how long, but it'll be a minimum of the next 6 months so that they can adequately have the time to send us whatever they're going to send us. And some people are going to do that right away, kick it out probably within a couple of days and just send it to us, and then other people, they're going to need time to gather materials or whatever. And, you know, even a webcam only costs like $20 to $30, and most, you know, computers can be set up pretty easy to do this, so it shouldn't be real hard or real expensive to actually send us what I'm, you know, asking. How complicated would you think it would be?
You know, I don't think it'll be complicated at all. Getting the webcam or, and a lot of people have access to video recording equipment and technology from camcorders and things of that nature, DVD recorders, or again, just using a webcam, that's fine. And, you know, as we say it a lot of times, we don't want you to overthink things. We really don't want you to overthink this. We don't want you to turn this into a major production. Please understand, do your best, of course, and put your best foot forward. But the other side is, and this is something that I needed to learn through my martial arts journey. When I took my first martial arts test from white belt to a yellow belt in an open hand style, I was so nervous. I was so nervous, I forgot to have fun. And I cannot stress the importance enough that one of the things that we tell you all the time, to be childlike, to enjoy it, to have fun. We want you to have fun. We want you to, yes, be able to explain the importance of the rules and demonstrate the volume. But one of the things we're looking for, we want to see that you're enjoying this. We want to see you having fun. And if you're worked up and stressed out over the idea that this is a test, it's not so much a test in the sense that you get an opportunity to showcase your understanding. You get an opportunity to showcase your ability. You get an opportunity to showcase what you've learned. And in that sense, you really can't fail, especially because...
And it really is kind of like an open book test, because they you know, if they're not quite sure about a particular exercise now that they're on Volume 5 and doing them, and it's hard to remember what Volume 1s are, go back to Volume 1. They got access to everything. Go over those volumes and duplicate them. It's not hard to do what we're really trying to ask them to do. And the thing is, if, you know, they want a certificate that they can hang up and do this on their own, then this is something that they would want us to know that they could do it anyhow, so we can back up their story. I mean, the difference is, if they don't send us anything and we don't, you know, we know they went through our training, but we've never seen them or seen that they even understand anything, then it's hard to say to somebody else that was asking about them, you know, what the deal is on them. Whereas if we've seen them on tape, or, you know, we've gone over what they've, you know, told us back, and we know that they know it, it's very easy for us to send them endorsements, you know, and saying, yeah, you know, these people were trained and they're instructed and they know what they're doing. And that's why they're doing this. I mean, that's the main reason. And for the ones that are stopping here at this black belt level, There is a charge of 97 for that, because we're going to have to go through each of these tapes and go over each of it directly and then give you some feedback on everything. So for that process, that is a $97 fee. Now, we waive that if you are going on with your third year. There isn't a charge for that. We'll tack that on. You just keep on going through the third year, and you'll pay that $97 for the instructor certificate. But you'll go ahead and get your black belt certificate for free. So you'll get a break on that if you actually get out here and then later on you decide to get back in. Well, okay, it will cost you an extra $97 on that, you know, if you're going to actually get the certificates that go along with your training. That's another way of just giving you a little bit more incentive to go ahead and go through the third year, because it will really up your skills a whole lot more than just going through this second year. Now, going to the black belt level, in a lot of people's minds think that that is, you know, they're a pro then, they're an expert, and that really isn't the case at all. It just shows you got the basics down. And that's what I've shown you in these first 2 years are the basics. In the next year, you start getting things that are much more advanced and a little bit more abstract than what I've been so far. But it will increase the power of this heavy chi and it improves your ability in ways that I couldn't do that without a lot of explanations involved, a lot of other topics involved, and these other volumes that kind of teach you this extra way of getting there quicker. And that's all we're talking about. You know, the further training you go at this point, the quicker you get there. I mean, it just makes sense that the more training you get, the better you get at doing these type of techniques. But even at what you've learned to the black belt level, you're quite proficient and you're going to be much better than the norm of anybody out there. So I have no problem about endorsing anybody that's gotten all the knowledge and does know how to do all the techniques up to this point. I have no problems about getting them a black belt level, because they are more knowledgeable than the vast majority of people out there that do Qigong or teach any type of energy work. You're going to have a lot more skills than they are very shortly here if you haven't already shown that to be true already. I mean, a lot of people, if you've come in from other styles, you know that's true already, where, you know, because you just never got that good in other styles, and this isn't that hard to pick up, and it goes right along with the science of how your body works, so of course it works good. And that's what we're trying to show everybody, is we want them to be able to go out and teach this at a competent level, knowing that they've got a black belt behind them that's backing them up, and they've had 2 years of detailed, comprehensive training that took that long of a period of time to get you to where you can feel your chi real well, and you can do some of the different types of techniques that we do go over with people and get them to a competent level once they've practiced them enough. And that's what we're showing you here. Now, the other thing that we're doing for you is if you haven't got in and you're actually going to do this or teach this on your own, you should really take us up on that affiliate program, because the affiliate program is this, what you just went through. And the benefit and why we even set it up is because I wanted this to be a win-win situation for everybody, so that everybody could make some money off of it, and not just us, you know, not just us as the SPC USA. Anybody who's a member is part of SPC USA that becomes a black belt or goes on to the instructor certified level. And I wanted them to have a way that would be easy, that they don't have to, write all these notes down, make up all these, rewrite all the different courses and all that. Now, you know, some people like to do that thing, and if they do that, you know, that's on them. I mean, sure, you know, I mean, a lot of people do that, and then just call it different names and, you know, make up their own thing that way. And there's a lot of 10th degree black belts in the world with different styles that did it that way. I don't know how legitimate that is. I mean, you know, all I care about is, can you show the type of techniques that you can do? I mean, can you get good at what we're trying to teach you? And if you can do that, I mean, if a system's already in place, it's much easier just to use a system in place. And then you got the advantage of just being like a mentor. You can tell people the extra benefit of this, because we'll split. We'll literally be splitting the cost of any membership you, or any member you bring in, you get half, we get half. And, you know, that's a way you can supplement your income, and you have a really comprehensive, detailed way. Plus, you answer all the questions for any member that you bring in. They'll mentor right through you. You can charge them a nominal fee on your own if you want for doing that, or you just say, well, it's part of being a member, and you make money on each member and stuff like that. So we've kind of set it up so that a lot of people can make a lot of money on this in different ways, especially as they get better and better at different techniques. I mean, if you're not very good yet, I mean, there's not going to be probably a whole lot of people that are going to follow your way. But as you improve your skills and you show that you can actually project chi in a much better way than anybody else around can, you get more members. And this is another way that as you get maybe older in life and you don't want to do a strenuous job, if you're into a strenuous job already, then this is another viable option that will allow people to go through this particular way. And you know, I think it's set up in the right way so that it's easy to use. Have you checked out the affiliate thing yet?
I looked at the affiliate program, and it's, like you said, the course material is already laid out. The opportunity to go ahead and sign people up, the internet, and I want to say the electronic PayPal accounts and things of that nature are already in place. The legwork has been done. The only effort that anybody joining the affiliates would need to do is either recruit new members and their own students, and also, like you said, provide that mentoring, that one-on-one mentoring. It's really priceless because people, like they've experienced themselves as they're going into it without any prior knowledge or experience of this. Having someone who's right there, they can contact via the phone, have email access and support, any of the questions, and say, you know, I've experienced that. I'm aware of this. This is why we're doing it. And again, the Black Belt certification, it's about being able to explain the rules and demonstrate the techniques at a level where you won't hurt yourself or hurt anyone else. That's really the key. And that way you can bring people up to the level that you're at now, and do so in such a way that you're spreading healing energy. You're actually improving your world and the world of everyone else that's training with you and training under you. So it's really a win-win-win-win. It's exponential, and good things happen because of that.
And another thing we're going to do for the black belts, for people that have got to the black belt level, and we'll notify them when it does get in place finally. We will provide a forum that they can, like black belt members that went through this particular method at least 2 years, that they can start talking back with each other. And if they're at the instructor level, of course they can. And that will, be sent to them in an email. So it's just a matter of just staying on our list if they are getting out at the black belt level. Of course, anybody that's staying in at this point, going through the third year, going to the instructor, you know, certified instructor level, then obviously you're going to be notified as we do get that in place. And that will help, you know, because now that they are at a proficient level at this, I don't mind too much of them going back and forth because they won't get it so wrong. They know so much more now, and it, you know, the more you know about this, the better it is. And when you don't know enough, and that was the big worry I had about starting it too soon, was you don't know enough to not get in trouble. And you're getting better and better at knowing more and more of how this works and how this heavy chi thing is going to work. And, you know, that is one of the big topics that I'll go over in the third year is literally a heavy chi title or topic on that with an MP3 that explains it so much more than I have up to this point. There's just so many complexities to making heavy chi that you can't really do it too fast, and so we get really even more specific and precise than what we have up to this point of teaching you the supersets. And we start breaking down other components of it that helps you to get to a higher level. And so if this is something you're going to stay in, then you should go past. Because, you know, at this price that we're charging, I mean, you're just not going to get anybody that's going to understand this at the level that you're even understanding it already. And so it would be hard-pressed to get a mentor. And if you're going to stay in this, it's always smart to at least get into the forums where you will be able to talk to other members. If you can't, like, go on because of monetary reasons for anything like that, then we want you still to have some type of access that you can bounce ideas off of people so you don't get hurt with this stuff. This is some really strong stuff. The longer you stay in it, the stronger it gets. And the more you keep putting your mind in this precise way that we teach you to do on these screens, the screens will come in. I know they haven't come in yet. You know, I told you it's a process that takes some time. And most people, it takes 2 or 3 years to get those screens to come in clearly. And as they do keep coming in clearly, more and more power will come out of this stuff. And it really is an amazing process that you go through. And as long as you keep in mind the four rules, nobody really gets hurt as long as they're obeying the four rules. It's just when they decide that, I'm just going to work on this image a little bit more than anything else, that start right away. Because it's so easy to get caught up in that, especially when the image starts coming in for the first time and you're getting better and better glimpses of it. It's so easy to just like, well, that's how long I can keep it in place this time. And so you start extending the time longer than you are thinking about the good feeling cool thing. And you got to really watch that. That's where I always got hurt at, is that part of it. And I really don't want anybody to get hurt at any of this. So as long as you obey the four rules and you just know that this is a tri-concept, that you got to put all elements of it together to do it really right, nobody should get really hurt. And now I want to kind of go over some of the exercise. And again, we're going to put an outline of what it will, you know, the type of routine you should be doing now at this black belt level. But they should start out doing those supersets using the fast 21s and the slow 7s at night. And just the order we instructed, you know, if you need reminded occasionally on what you're doing there, you know, go over that MP3 that we go over it, and that will really help. If you're getting out at the black belt level after 6 months of training on the fast 21s, you're going to be switched over to the 10s. That's what the members will be switched over as they get to that level and they get to that part. Then I'll be going over a whole MP3 on all these different changes. And they're actually going to, from the first month in, going to start a different change than what people would be who are getting out right now. That's how this is. I mean, it is a constant change process in a lot of this to get where we're going. And you still get there doing it with just what they know to the black belt level. It's just it takes a lot longer time. And again, this is all I'm doing is knocking off some years and months of what you would normally have to go through if you just do it on your own and you don't have somebody that who's directly training you like I am. So that's what you want to do at the 6 month part. After you've gotten doing them fast 21s, you got it down to about 5 minutes speed, and you're doing that for about 6 months. And again, you do the slow 7s at night, you'll switch over to the 10s, and then you're going to start shooting the times between 5 and 10 minutes. You're going to start out at the 5-minute speed, and then you're going to slowly try to get the 10s down to where you can feel a comfortable speed for your body that's going to fit in between that 5 and 10-minute speed, where you're really paying attention so that you're not hurting yourself and that, you know, you take all the tips where I went over, like paying attention to the holes and that kind of stuff. As the screens come in more and your muscles contract out, don't contract out your muscles. That's too much. When they go to the contract out point, you're putting too much of an electrical field through them, and that's why they're contracting out. And you need to back out on that field and make it more precise. See it better and make it feel good, not contracting out the muscle, and then change the temperature, because one of the reasons why a muscle will contract out right away like that is it got too hot, and the hot will expand real quick, and boom, it just kicks the muscle into gear. And as long as you're doing it cool enough, you don't hit the contract out parts so quickly, and then you can fill in much more of a continuity to your screen or a little bit better of a picture of that screen. But, you know, the screen is going to be elusive to you for quite a while. You're still going to chase it for a while of getting it to come in better and better. It's just going to be a glimpse things for a while. But the more you do it, the better it comes in. And after you get done, and you're really going to just do the supersets or those things in these 20-minute increments, and it, like I said, at any given time, you really shouldn't be doing more than about 50 minutes to an hour total time doing, you know, these kind of things. If 50 minutes is about the max that you'd really want to do on the supersets. If you can do them soft enough, you literally can do them 50 minutes and it won't hurt you. But that's the key word there. It takes a while to not hurt yourself doing supersets. It's so easy to, and that's why I say, you know, don't ever go over 10 sets of doing them things. I mean, even the most fanatical people will do that, and I certainly did that. And this would mainly get hurt really bad. And
me too.
Crazy-like, and you can't work out for the next few days, and then you feel miserable, and it's, if you would just do this in a yin way, like it's designed, you obey the four rules, you won't have any problems going and doing any of this stuff. Now, after the supersets, you know, go ahead and go over that and what they're going to go do next.
Well, after the supersets, we're looking at the hula hoop exercise. You can do that with or without a cheese stick, and you'll do that for about 2 to 5 minutes. Work on the first tier of your hula hoop, and you want that to be able to see that clearly. That'll take some time to get that in place. Anywhere between, I would want to say, 3 to 8 months of getting that in place, doing it for 2 to 5 minutes a day. And then, depending on if you want to learn the disappearing technique, once you've got your hula hoop tier, the initial tier of Chinese in place, then start adding the ping pong balls. But that's for the disappearing technique. And that's actually the first part of what's called the cylinder training. And after you've gotten the first tier down and you can hold that in place, then you start working on the second tier, your shoulders. So work through that, get both of those tiers down. Again, that's another 3 to 6 month process. Then you add the third tier. So you want to spend about 6 months at each tier. So it does take some time. But you want to be able to do this on command and on demand, and that's why you need to put the time in so that you have the technique down, you have the image down, and you have the sensations, those attributes, cool euphoric built in.
Yeah, on a disappearing technique like that, I mean, a typical person, if that's all they worked on every day and they really made that the priority, they could probably get it down more like an on-demand, where certainly they'd be able to pull it off most of the time that they tried it after about a 2-year period. And that's working on it every day. Now, you know, that's specializing again. And I'm not sure that specializing this quick will really help them in the long run. And that's why I always kind of bring up the point that, you know, if you're going on, don't specialize. I mean, you just lock yourself out of different other techniques that you'll learn. You do some techniques at the detriment of others. That particular technique you kind of do at the detriment of if you start it too fast, it's kind of at the detriment of doing the levitation thing. So, you know, there's trade-offs to everything. If you want to specialize too quickly on any one particular technique. Now, if you just, you know, if you go through the third year training and you learn those particular things, probably down the road past the instructor level, I'll put like a 4th-year class type out or 4th-year topics, but you would literally have to go through 3 years of training in order to even get privilege to those particular topics, because you have to have a certain expertise on certain stuff that I'm going to be able to say or go over with people. I mean, if you don't catch it, it wouldn't be smart. And so, you know, some things you just, you know, you learn and you go to the levels you want to kind of go to the levels to. And it really does behoove people to take the time it takes to learn to be good at this stuff and not to rush it. Rushing only runs you into problem areas that you don't really know how to get around very easy. And it's, you know, like I've always told people, it's at least a 3 to 5 year process for most people, and that's the average. Some people, that's going to be a lot longer than 5 years. For the sensitive, probably 3 years is all it really will take. You know, I mean, it's strange the variations in people when you're teaching this type of abstract type of concepts like we do, isn't it?
Yeah, and it comes from being able to understand, being able to understand and visualize, understand the nature of the concepts, and then also just the trust factor of saying, hey, these guys said that if I do A, B, and C, X, Y, and Z will happen. So just to take us at our word and go for it and trust that the techniques and that the mentoring, the instruction that's given is designed to get you to the best of your ability as soon as possible, and at the same time keeping you safe. Anytime I, my own personal training, my own journey, did not pay adequate attention, or I did not listen to Sifu Jones and I would push it, I only hurt myself. Once upon a time, Sifu Jones, you told me, I was, especially when I was beginning my screen work, I was chasing the wrong sensation. I was trying to chase the feeling. I was looking to feel the screen as opposed to just seeing the image. Well, whenever I was working on feeling the screen, oh, I felt it. And I didn't like how it felt. So it took a little while for me to realize, I don't need to feel it. All I really need to do is see the image and know that I'm creating this and give it those attributes of feeling good. But those attributes of feeling good come from me knowing that I'm actually making the image. And
you don't really throb like you used to. I would get on the phone with you at times, and boy, you would make me throb. You would be throbbing so hard, and I keep thinking, man, this guy is not getting this. There is nothing yin about what you're doing. And I knew why you were doing it. Same reason why I did it and went through those same type of sensations is because you think that will lead to something more than what it does. And all it will lead to is pain.
Yeah.
It really doesn't work that way. And that's what I kept trying to tell you is like, okay, you're just going to get hurt more and more until you get hurt so much that you're going to stop on your own. And that's kind of what you found, isn't it?
That's exactly what happened. I finally said, look, this is hurting. Sifu Jones says it shouldn't hurt. I'm clearly doing something wrong. And I can't toughen myself up to deal with this. And I just finally it started to click. And I'm so thankful that it started to click. And then I was able to actually, and at that point, I was actually able to make gains, huge gains, without pushing, without forcing, without being strenuous. The more relaxed I got, the more yin I got, the cooler and more euphoric everything got, the faster my gains actually came. It is counterintuitive, but now it I'm all about it.
And it really is counterintuitive. I mean, because every yang guy I know tries to do the muscle thing on this and tries to get around that. Even like a certain amount of people when I go into this, the first couple months of this next year are going to get hurt on it because we did.
Yeah.
I mean, you just try to figure out a way to do it the yang way, and even though you really can't do electricity in a yang way without hurting yourself, I mean, if there was, I mean, I would have figured it out. I mean, I wanted to be able to do this in a yang way, and yet you really can't without it going wrong for everybody. It really just gets out of whack, gets too hot, and when it gets too hot, look out. That's the problem with chi when you don't control it. And again, the reason why you're learning form chi is because chi works real well in a form. And these screens, as you learn to do these forms and make these forms of chi, they have so much power that'll come out of these screens. You're just not aware of that yet because your screens aren't very good. But they're getting better all the time. And that's why you keep doing the exercises. It won't be long, and you see regular steady progress. And this is something you'll see regular steady progress in. You don't plateau because you are changing up what you're doing on a regular basis. And there's a process to it that works so much better than a lot of the stuff that you just go over the same thing over and over and over like a broken record that never stops. And you do plateau, and you just don't get any better. Now, the next thing you need to do is add into the, you know, this regular racket exercise, you know, again, with the chi, with or without the chi stick. And it's just getting that bigger size hula hoop. Really, it's you're learning to do a small hula hoop, and that smaller hula hoop, the size of a hula hoop, is also the size that you're going to use during the rubber band effect exercise. I mean, it's the same size. You're just going to do a little hula hoop because little hula hoops are easier to make than bigger hula hoops. I know the hula hoop that you make down at your knees is a lot easier to make than the big one that you send through the tennis racket. And yet you have to learn to make all these different sizes of and to get different forms down and to teach your body and mind how to do this. And it really is going to be an effective exercise. Now, when you eventually get it down where you can see the bigger tennis racket exercise as one big solid force around your entire body, that's when you start concentrating on the holes of the racket. Then you make it into the 51s. And, you know, for most people, it'll probably be somewhere between a 3 to 6 month of doing that every day before they can even get anywhere close to doing it where they can put 50 vortexes or 50 spinning things going through the holes of the racket. And if you need help on that, you know, just go back to any MP3 that we're kind of going over here. And then, like, go over some of the exercises we want them to go through that are 2 to 5 minutes at a time that they need to kind of practice on a regular basis that they don't probably do right now.
And after you do your racket exercise or advanced racket exercise, that's when you start working on what I would call some of your sensitivity stuff. And you pick one of these exercises I'm going to go over, and we have the we'll provide the outline in the closed door section. But 2 to 5 minutes of either raising your body temperature or lowering your body temperature, never do both in the same day. One day you may raise your body temperature, the next day you can lower it, but don't raise and lower your body temperature the same day. You're going to feel terrible. But you'll do that for a little while, or you can work on raising or lowering your heart rate, your pulse and blood pressure, work on sensing objects through a closed container exercise.
Normally on some of these here, Don, like they'll do it, let's say they would work on that raising, lowering the temperature, maybe for a week they'd do it, the hot thing. And then for a week they'd do the cold thing. And then a week they'd go to the next part, you know what I'm saying? So
right.
We'll just do them in like weekly increments, and that way they get a set time. And when you do something for 7 straight days, you get pretty good at it, but you don't normally get burnt out until you've got like several months in. So they can rotate these in and out without too many problems.
Yeah, and rotate them in and out. That'll build their sensitivity. And as they go through this, rotating them in and out and cycling them through, they'll get better and better. And it'll also be fun. They'll start really having fun, and then they'll see throughout the day and everyday life when they go and reach for a piece of paper, they may not even be aware of it. They'll automatically sense the temperature or know the color and be able to start picking up those nuances. And that's why these exercises are taught to begin with.
Right, right. And so, like, lowering the temperature, raising the temperature, like 1 week work on the raising, or 1 week work on the lowering, you know, and 1 week doing, you raise the heart rate and the blood pressure, 1 week you work on lowering it, you know. And
mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes you can go to a store to show that you do that, you know what I'm saying, that they have those blood pressure type of things. If you... You know, they're not really that expensive. You can buy one, and you can kind of show yourself that you can do this. And plus, you can have a feedback from a partner that says, yeah, I can see your heart rate went way down, or, you know, I can tell already that your heart rate went way up. And your blood pressure fluctuates with your heart rate, so it's pretty easy to do one or the other. And then, you know, do just like Andre showed with sensing through closed containers, you know, practicing that every once in a while where you put things in like we showed there, and just doing that for a, you know, a little 2 to 5 minute exercise or, you know, you work on the cinching the collar things, and you really work on getting the basic primary collars down, because once you get the basic primary collars down, you actually can kind of catch that there's, like, it would be a tenth of a particular collar from the heat just from that, and then it's just a matter of practicing it enough that you start catching other things like that. And then the next one would be like sensing into other rooms around the house, or learning to remote view, like, you know, our MP3 instructs. You know, practicing that on a regular basis, just 2 to 5 minutes at a time, go through your head and go through your house and different rooms and try to see everything that's in there just in your mind. Just practice doing that. It really will lead to things that you wouldn't think it would lead to, and yet it's amazing what will come out of just like practicing that little technique right there.
Mm-hmm.
And then practice moving things in the way the telekinesis 202 instructs, using that rubber band effect with the Shin method. You know, when you're doing it right, you're not tired after doing a rubber band effect exercise. In fact, it's exhilarating. It should be. And you should be having fun with it. And you're not using any kind of oomph factor into it at all. It's doing it the right way. If you don't know, listen to that MP3 again so you do it right. And then practice sending affirmations, auto-suggestions to selected areas. An example is like getting someone to call you that hasn't called you in years or something, and, you know, put your mind on them. Think of them in your head and get them to do something, or get something like that to happen that doesn't normally happen. Make it happen. Make something in ordinary happen, you know. That isn't your ordinary day. You put your mind on it and get it to happen, and spend 2 to 5 minutes. Maybe on affirmations, auto-suggestions, you'd have to do that 2 or 3 times in a day in order to get it to work adequately. But and some of these things, you can do that way. But that's kind of one of those, two of them, three of them things. If you got the time, try to get in as many different of these little mini exercises as you can, but always try to at least do one out of them a day, and if you can, two, because that's how you get good at doing these different type of things. Now, the supersets, the hula hoop exercise, the racket exercise, you know, even if it's just 2 minutes every day, I want you to do each of those. I want you to do the hypnotic posture training exercise for the 2 to 5 minutes every day, because it really is going to help you make vortexes like nothing else can help you make vortexes. That's the only reason why we put that in there, is it takes off so much time trying to just make a vortex on your own with no help at all. A training device helps so much in little areas like that. Now, after the training exercise, you know, after you do that hypnotic posture, try to do it in the air a couple minutes, and then, well, not even a couple minutes, because this is only going to last, that effect only lasts for a little bit. But then, right after you do that hypnotic posture training, you could go over and do the rubber band effect exercise, kick back into doing a hula hoop exercise. If you want to actually do that the hypnotic poster training, because you're going to do, because that's kind of what I did, is when I would do that, the big racket exercise, because I couldn't do that real well when I first started learning that exercise. So I would actually do my hypnotic poster training first, and then I would do the big racket exercise. I didn't really need it for the little hula hoop, you know, around the knees, but you kind of actually need that extra help that a hypnotic poster training can give you so I would say do that, and then do the racket exercise, and if you do that in connection with each other, it'll help you do the racket exercise better. And then later down the road, you can do it more in the order of where I'm saying, and that'll be on the outline, because it will work better. A lot of these things, you guys have to put enough time in before it's going to actually work in the way I'm saying it's going to work. But put in the time, you know, it definitely will. Now, again, never operate any kind of machinery or vehicles until all your side effects go away. The energy, you know, that is going to feel funny wears off. You know, superjet training, hula hoop, circle training, all does really weird things to not only you, but anybody around in the room that you would be in. So the better you get with this, the more you're going to affect everybody around you. And again, please don't do this stuff in vehicles. Don't do circle training in vehicles. It's not wise, and it will cause all sorts of trouble for you. So make sure you pay attention and don't break the rules. And you just, only people who break the rules ever get in trouble with this. And if you do break them, you can expect there will be trouble. Then, of course, after the hypnotic poster training, you do your little circle or your advanced racket, or you do your hypnotic, your telekinesis 2 to 5 minutes there, then you can call that, you know, a day for that particular part of it. And then at night, you go ahead and do your supersets, your slow sevens again. And, you know, make sure you do, you know, you're doing it more relaxed then, and you're having a fun time. The slow sevens should just feel incredibly good and euphoric to you when you're doing them right. And, of course, finish up with the wall-to-wall exercise. And you protect your property and your house. And, you know, what I do for a lot of people is, you know, that I'm very concerned about or on my list, prayer list or whatever, I'm going to use a wall-to-wall exercise through their house too, you know, for them or guard them. You know, certainly if they're not chi people, then, you know, I hook them up that way. And, you know, it's a good way to hook up your, let's say your children, if you got kids or grandkids or anything like that, you can hook up areas for them to keep them feeling good and cool. And it's just little ways that you guys help a lot of other people than you wouldn't think that they could, but they can help them in so many different ways. And that's what you're learning to do yourself, and that's why as you become better and better healers from the regular practice of this, all this extra energy is going to come out that will give you it seems like more time than what most people have in a day. And it's the manipulation of time again and how time distorts that will make sense to you down the road. But a lot of this, again, is you know what's in place, you understand what's coming. A lot of it, if you know, the terminology that I brought up to you over the last couple of years, if you haven't got to those particular benchmarks yet, you will. I mean, that's the cool thing about this. I mean, somewhere along the line, they will, won't they?
They certainly will. As they put the time in, they put the flight time in, they practice, and the mind starts to give itself credit, the body starts to get used to it and relaxes into it, and it's like, oh, this isn't so weird anymore. They'll find themselves grasping and understanding and actually being able to form these images, form this chi, and create these forms. And also they'll see that, you know what, it's just a part of my daily routine. Your morning workout will fly by. You'll be having fun. It might take you anywhere between 35, 45 minutes in the morning, maybe 30 minutes at night. And it's almost ridiculous when I would think initially I didn't have time to do that. Now I don't know how I could not have time to do that. It becomes a priority because you know the benefits that you get, the physical, the mental, emotional benefits that you get from doing this. It becomes a requirement because your life gets better, and you actually see the growth. You see the expansion of your abilities. You see the expansion of your own understanding. So that 35, 45 minutes a morning, that's something that you actually wake up and look forward to. You start working that into your daily schedule. And for afternoon and evening, your 30-minute workout, that's a sitcom on TV that you're not watching, but you're actually living. You're engaging your mind, body, and spirit, and you're actually making your life better, and the lives of your loved ones and people around you improve automatically simply because you kick off that kind of energy. It's so worth it.
Yeah, you know, and the 21s, those fast 21s are going to build up the nerve fibers a lot faster than any other way could at this particular time. That's why they're going out to 21s. That's why it's just more or less a speed thing for 6 months here. And then when they get down to the 10s, they are going to make steady gains like they won't believe. I mean, that's the whole point is you got to build up your nerve fibers, and this is the quickest way to build them up. And then as you build them up, you're going to have access to all this extra energy, and everything will start falling in place, making sense. Suddenly you're going to be able to see the screens better than you ever have, and you're thinking, wow, you know, what's all that about? But it's all part of this. And the last thing I want to kind of go over is kind of a bonus, is on the telekinesis 202, the first way you really do get something to jump or move is just to look at that hypnotic poster for a while and then look at whatever you're going to move and just put the vortex on it. And normally you can get it to jump, but don't wear that out. You can yang out doing it. I used to yang out something terrible that way, so I wasn't even sure if I wanted to even say that. But I know it's so hard for people to do a form yet, and to take a vortex and throw it down a form or a tube isn't really realistic yet for them. You know, I mean, they're having a hard enough time just making that hula tube, you know, go around their body at this point. And so if it's something that you just got to do, you know, you can do it through just using a vortex or just looking at them hypnotic posters and then putting that hypnotic poster right after you look at it, just switch over to whatever you want to move. And, you know, like I say, put it at the end of the table if it's a, you know, an empty pop can or something like that. Just put it at the end of the table so you just barely got to hit it with something. And a lot of times, you know, if you got it on your mind, you probably wouldn't go through 2 or 3 months in a row if you did it every day for, let's say, 2 to 5 minutes. Because you just do it right after you do your hypnotic training. You would just do it right at an object if that's what you want to do with it rather than use it to build up your advanced racket exercise. Like in the beginning, I would suggest they do that, that they use that, the hypnotic poster to help them with advanced racket exercise. And as they want to get and they see more of this heavy chi coming out of them, then they can move things. You know, again, if you put the priority on the specialist type of stuff, like moving things, disappearing, you know, levitating only, or, you know, all these other different things, instead of, like, learning it all in a comprehensive way, you may lose out on certain abilities because you have a tendency to lock in too easy. And I'm trying to keep everybody from locking in too easy, but to be able to lock in on the things they literally can lock in right now. The screen you can totally lock into. And most people are starting to learn that a little bit at a time, and it is something that will change quite a bit over the next couple of years, and that's the whole point. I mean, you kind of jump around catching the screens, but it comes in a little bit at a time, and as it does, so will the power. I mean, that's the main stuff. Like, I wanted to go over this. These are some of the exercises they can do every day. The ones in the morning, the ones at night, and if they get on this regular habit of just knocking them out, not worry about so much time. Again, you know, if you do two, like 40 minutes of a superset training or two 20-minute sessions, and then you do the rest of the time up to the hour, you know, 20 minutes of these 2 to 5 minute exercises, pulling out the ones, you know, try to do the hula hoop one every day, the racket exercise every day, and at least the wall-to-wall type of one and the hypnotic poster one. Now, the raising, lower, and the sensing, all that other ones, the ones that are, you know, we've gone in over in other MP3s, those are not the priority ones, but these are ones that help you get a sensitivity and help you to start paying attention to the right things. That's why you spend 2 to 5 minutes at a time doing that. And when you only do, let's say, something for 2 to 5 minutes, you really can put a focus on it that you never would if you knew you were going to try to do that for an hour. And so you will get really good because you're working it in such a precise, specific way like we're teaching you, and that's really what's going to get you to this next level and to higher levels. And again, you know, we'll tell you when the form is up in place, and, you know, stick around for that kind of stuff, and you should have a pretty good time. But this is the main thing I wanted to kind of go over with everybody. We'll have an outline on your membership so that you can check out what we just went over. You know, you didn't have to write them down while we were going over this MP3. There will be a list of everything, so, you know, you'll know the order and how to do them now since we've kind of gone over each one of them with them. But I appreciate it there, Don. Anything last comments you want to make?
I just want to remind people, obey the rules. They're there for a reason. No need to maverick out and hurt yourself and find out the hard way. We've all done it before. You got to trust us on that. And have fun. Enjoy this. It's a beautiful journey if you let it be.
And the last thing is congratulations to everybody that have gone to this level of training. You're, you know, welcome to the black belt level. I mean, you're at least a black belt in this. And like I've always said, you know, if you've learned to this level with what I've just taught you now, you're really a lot higher than any black belt level in any other system. So that they got that going for them, too. So you have a great night there, Don.
Oh, thank you so much. Bye. Bye.